This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. A hearing is underway in New York on day two of Donald Trump's criminal trial. Before witness testimony continues in the hush money case, the judge is hearing arguments to decide if Trump violated the gag order the judge issued. On his way into court, the former president stopped and spoke to reporters. He condemned student protests happening at college campuses over the war in Gaza, calling the protests a disgrace. On Capitol Hill, the Senate is slated to take up a $95 billion foreign aid package passed by the House. NPR's Deirdre Walsh says President Biden is expected to sign it if it gets final approval.
The Senate is going to start procedural votes to move this bill, and it could have a final vote to get it through and to the president's desk as soon as today. One thing that's changed since the Senate voted on this last time is increasing calls from some Democrats to condition aid to Israel. So that's something that we're going to be watching. There is $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza in this bill.
The aid package includes $26 billion for Israel, roughly $60 billion for Ukraine, and $8 billion for Taiwan. Alameda County, California, is reviewing its death penalty convictions. From member station KQED, Annalise Finney has details.
The review comes at the direction of federal judge Vince Chabria, who called recently discovered prosecutors' notes singling out Black and Jewish prospective jurors, quote, strong evidence of prosecutorial misconduct. District Attorney Pamela Price says the jury selection review will begin with death penalty cases, but could broaden.
The evidence that we have uncovered suggests plainly that many people did not receive a fair trial in Alameda County.
There are 460 people on California's death row.
Stocks opened higher this morning as the Supreme Court weighs arguments over Starbucks labor practices. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The High Court is reviewing a case in which lower courts ordered Starbucks to rehire seven workers who were fired after trying to unionize their coffee shop in Memphis. Workers at more than 400 Starbucks stores have voted to unionize, but not a single one has reached a collective bargaining agreement with the company. Stock in General Motors is up after the automaker reported better-than-expected profits for the most recent quarter. GM's getting a boost from strong sales of its high-priced pickup trucks. Pepsi beat sales forecasts for the most recent quarter thanks to strong demand in Asia and Europe. Pepsi's North American sales suffered from a recall in its Quaker Oats division. Pepsi continues to raise prices around the world, though not as rapidly as it did last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 170 points in early trading. The United Methodist Church opens its general conference today in Charlotte, North Carolina. You are listening to NPR News from Washington. The federal government is unveiling a new tool to help people stay safe during dangerous heat this summer. NPR's Alejandra Barunda reports.
Your local weather forecast this summer will probably include a new metric called heat risk. It factors in considerations beyond temperature that make heat dangerous, including humidity and the time of year. A 90-degree day in April, for example, is more dangerous than one in July because people's bodies haven't yet adjusted to heat. Risk can also differ based on where someone lives.
90 degrees in Miami is not the same as 90 degrees in Portland, Maine.
That's Mandy Cohen. She's the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A heat risk score of 2 or orange signals risk for people sensitive to heat, like children or people on particular medications. 4, magenta, means it's really dangerous for everyone. Alejandra Barunda, NPR News.
The city of Baltimore is suing the owner and manager of the container ship that struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. The lawsuit, filed in federal court, claims the owner of the dolly was negligent and that the vessel was not fit for voyage. The city also accuses the crew of incompetence. The bridge collapse killed 6 construction workers. Federal investigators, including the FBI, are looking into what happened. A third shipping channel at the port has now reopened. Clothing retailer Express has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The Columbus, Ohio-based company says it's planning to close 95 stores. The longtime mainstay at American malls has been losing shoppers and money. The company says it has received a bid to be acquired by a consortium. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.